now from especially people in business. They kind of go like, okay, TikTok is kind of useless for business. I can't lead generate because there's no links in the website, whatever, links in the bio, whatever. I can't, there's no product tags. I can't do anything. And it's like, yeah, bro, for now, why don't you get used to the app first? And as the app evolves, then all those things are going to come. And now, guess what? Now you can put a link in your bio. Now I think they're rolling out with product tags on video, like all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. So you could put a link in your bio now on TikTok?
Yep, you could put a link in your bio. You could put, now they're testing it out kind of here and there, links directly as a product tag in the video itself. Dude, yeah. That's crazy. Crazy.
What do you mean, product tags in the video itself? Okay, so that's kind of like what Instagram is doing too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the people that I hear talk about, yeah, TikTok is not really for business. Most of the time, the comments or the statement comes from a place of, they kind of heard that TikTok is like for kids or cringe videos and their grandson or their daughter or their nephew is using it, but not for me. And yeah. It's the classic demonization of the new thing. And it's the reason why the 0.1% people in business succeed and the 99% die.
Yeah, because some of them are going to adapt and use the platform.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
What's up, guys? In this episode, I talk to my friend King Q, who basically built over 1 million followers on TikTok, and he kind of shares how he was able to do that, you know, some of the strategies that allowed him to build 1 million followers, and you're going to learn some of the ways that he was able to growth hack his TikTok by using the algorithm of TikTok. So hopefully, if you guys aren't using the platform already, it's one of the hottest social media platforms out there. Definitely recommend you to check it out, especially since it's growing really quickly right now. And even though President Trump is going to ban it, supposedly, I think it's still going to stay around in the U.S., maybe under a different company. So definitely, I hope you guys learn a lot from this interview. Reach out to King Q on Instagram. I'll share his handle in the show notes. And I hope you guys get some value from this. Send me a DM if this has helped you. And look forward to hearing your guys' feedback on this episode. What's up, guys? Thanks for hopping on this interview. Michael Q, you're the king of TikTok, or you're one of the, or you're known as King Q on TikTok. And so for those, you know, watching and listening, you're almost at 1 million subscribers on TikTok, and you're one of the ones who are teaching people on TikTok. You're not just like a dancer or like, you know, lip syncing to songs. You actually are providing content information. And so, you know, I just want to let people know who you are, where you're from. You're half Vietnamese as well, which most people don't know. But it's just kind of like, can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up, you know, what, how you got into social media and TikTok and some things like that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on, first of all. I really appreciate it. I mean, I started off on social media about 6-7 years ago. I was super excited with what was going on the internet. I thought there was massive amounts of opportunities and scalability and value that could be done there. I had a friend that was doing magic, getting a bunch of gigs by posting on Instagram. So I was like, okay, there's something I can do here. Decided to start off with a first page, fitness page, where I was posting long form captions. At the time, Instagram, everybody kind of demonized long form captions for more of a visual platform. They're like, nobody's gonna read your stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, whatever. And I started posting three, four times a day on a fitness account, got it to 30K, grew a second account, 300K, got another account, 80K. And, you know, just from there on, I just started to grow a lot. And then I had, TikTok came along and I was like, okay, there's something interesting going on here. It's a short form video platform. I was always the type of person to kind of stay behind the scenes and push other people's content. I never wanted to be the influencer myself.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll try it out. Just like it's a challenge for myself. if I want to do public speaking in the future, consulting and things of that nature, I need to find a way to get used to being on camera, getting used to being in front of an audience, get used to being, you know, just like getting used to like that skill.
Yeah.
So I practiced on TikTok, started a first account, played around with it for a good month, posted all kinds of videos, cringe videos, dance video, every video. Violated guidelines on purpose to see the extent of how powerful the AI and the algorithm was.
Yeah.
And then got used to the features and then started my second account. And my 10th or 15th video got, I think, like 500 or 800K views. And I was like, okay, we got something good here.
Wow. So what was that video that hit 800K views? Why do you think it hit so many views?
It was one of my first top seven, top eight, top whatever videos where I did, I think I did like top six best languages for business in 2019 or 2020. And people just connected with that. They're like, oh shit. As soon as they hear their language, like let's say like Spanish or Arabic, they kind of connect directly with it.
Yeah,
and they engage with it and they comment on it. Where's my Arab gang at? Where's my French gang at? And whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. And all the editing, you do it on TikTok pretty much.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
I do all the content directly on the app instead of uploading from a third party app where I made on that you made for Instagram or you made for whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason I do that is because I understand that the algorithm will treat a piece of content that you made directly on their platform as native, and anything that you upload from a third party as an alien piece of content. If it's an alien piece of content, then it's going to go through a lot more checkpoints and evaluations than if it was made natively on the platform. So it's harder to go viral.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then kind of talk to us about the algorithm of TikTok. What kind of helps you rank up on the algorithm based on your experience, and what kind of dings you on the algorithm? Like one of it is you just shared making it on their platform that helps, you know. But what's
okay? So maybe I'll start off with like a quick overview. I mean, I don't want to get like too long on this thing, but yeah, I'll start with a quick overview. Long. Basically, the idea is that you post a piece of content on the app, then that piece of content is going to be boosted artificially to 150 people. Okay. And then it's going to go through an evaluation period, an evaluation point where they're going to check how those 150 people that they boosted to are going to engage with your piece of content. And if the engagement is high from those 150 people, then they're going to boost it to 500 people, 1,000 people, 1,500, 2,000, whatever. And at one point, I don't know what the number is. Let's say it's like 300,000 views or 500,000 views. There's going to have a manual checkpoint where somebody at TikTok is going to look at your piece of content. If they see that it's deemed very productive and whatever for their platform, then they're going to boost it manually to a shit ton of people.
Like to the explore page, like on Instagram.
Yeah, just like a lot, like 1 million views, 2 million views, one shot.
Okay.
So getting back to the evaluations, the five metrics that the algorithm is going to evaluate at each of those stages is going to be the two first that are most important are the completion rate and rewatch rate. That means if the person watched the entire video and then if the person rewatched the entire video, that gives you a lot of points.
Okay.
The three other metrics that they evaluate is the shares, the comments, and the likes. The likes are at the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's important to optimize all your videos for that completion, that rewatch rate.
Okay. There's the rewatch rate. So people rewatch it again.
So actually this is the part where it gets kind of interesting, because people ask me the question, they're like, okay, if the rewatch rate, completion rate are so good, why can't I make a 1 second video and have that shit run on hyperdrive? Just like a lot of views, right? The reason why that doesn't work is because there's actually a weight that is attributed based on the length of the video. So if you have a 60 second completion rate, that gives you massive amounts of points as opposed to a 3 second completion rate.
Yeah, this is super quick. Okay. So you would need it to be at least what, like 10 seconds for it to have a good completion rate.
Yeah, I mean, I make all my videos minimum 15 seconds just because the audio is corresponding to that time. And then this part is a little bit more mythology and mysticism. But apparently, if you make any video, apparently any video from 10 seconds, 11 second mark, yeah, and below to above, there's a little jump that happens. Yeah. So you would not want to make any video below 11 seconds.
Okay. Because the completion rate wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, it would not. It would just not be. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Okay. Interesting. Cool. So, you know, I guess a lot of people feel overwhelmed, right? There's so many social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. So how can I keep up? What are your thoughts on TikTok? What is it good for? Like, what, like, who is it for? And what type of people are on that platform? You know what I mean?
So you're asking, like, if I'm starting out right now, what would I do kind of thing?
Yeah. And just like, you know, Instagram is for businesses, mostly people in their, you know, 20s or teenage years to 40s. How about TikTok? Is it just younger people? Is it just
okay, so the way I kind of see any platform is more at the fundamental level. The fundamental level is basically that every platform is just an attention hub and they are branded in different ways. Okay. That's cool. Any attention hub by a business person should be taken seriously. I don't care if it's called TikTok. I don't care if it's called Likee. I don't care if it's called whatever it's called, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You take it seriously. As far as the, it's like Gary Vee says, he's kind of like, you have to try to figure out what's your best method of communication, whether it's audio, video, or written. Undoubtedly, video is the most effective by far, because we kind of trust you the most. We see you, we hear you, understand you, whatever. I think TikTok is the perfect gateway drug or gateway social media platform for you to get used to being on video. Back in the days, you had YouTube and you kind of had like Instagram, whatever, but it was kind of tough and long to make videos. It was like, you had to like film the video, you had to edit the video in Adobe Premiere or Adobe After Effects. It's kind of like tough and long. Okay. I think TikTok, short form video apps like TikTok, Douyin, Likee, whatever, they enable people to kind of make that leap from whatever they were before to kind of getting used to being on camera on video. But again, getting back to the whole idea of like, where should I start? I think right now I would start wherever the attention is the most, where the supply and demand is the most, like, where there's like the most amount of attention without having too much competition. And that place right now is probably TikTok. So
not as much competition. Okay. But do you feel like, you know, it's a lot easier to grow, right, on TikTok than Instagram, for example, right?
Oh, now. Way easier. Way easier. Yeah. It's not even close.
Okay. What?
Like the guys growing on Instagram right now.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, for you, do you think that, TikTok, do you think it'll be more business centric? Cause I know right now it's just you're just getting a lot of people to use the platform, but like they haven't focused as much as Instagram has on using it as a business. You know, I don't think.
Yeah. It's you know, that's the thing. It's like TikTok is still at the development phase in the development cycle where they're just trying to take on all the big social media platforms as much as possible, steal all the users, creators by making the organic reach unlimited on purpose. But sooner or later, they're going to find a way to allow brands to really monetize properly, run proper TikTok ads. I mean, the TikTok ads already exist.
Okay.
So it's not particularly new. But once again, getting back to the thing, it's like right now, and I've been hearing the same thing for 6-7 months now from especially people in business. They kind of go like, okay, TikTok is kind of useless for business. I can't lead generate because there's no links in the website, whatever, links in the bio, whatever. I can't, there's no product tags. I can't do anything. And it's like, yeah, bro, for now, why don't you get used to the app first? And as the app evolves, then all those things are going to come. And now guess what? Now you can put a link in your bio. Now I think they're rolling out with product tags on the video, like all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. So you could put a link in your bio now on TikTok?
Yep. You could put a link in your bio. You could put, now they're testing it out kind of here and there, links directly as a product tag in the video itself. Dude, that's crazy. Crazy.
What do you mean product tags in the video itself? Okay. So that's kind of like what Instagram is doing too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the people that I hear talk about, that TikTok is not really for business. Most of the time, the comments or the statement comes from a place of they kind of heard that TikTok is like for kids or cringe videos, and their grandson or their daughter or their nephew is using it, but not for me. And it's the classic demonization of the new thing. And it's the reason why the 0.1% people in business succeed and the 99% die.
Yeah, because some of them are going to adapt and use the platform. But interesting. What are some growth hacks on TikTok that people could use to kind of like boost their posts, you know?
Growth hacks? I mean, we could get into content creation, but I could maybe throw a couple. One thing I would say is that if you're deciding to go on TikTok, I would transition as quickly as possible. I mean, this is just social media in general. I would transition as quickly as possible from being what I call a visual entity. So like IG models, fitness people, dancers, visual entity. So you kind of see them, you like them, but you don't trust them. When they decide to upsell for Bang Energy or sponsorship deals or call to actions to the website, you're kind of like, yeah, bro, I like you. You're kind of hot, but I don't give a shit about you. So I would, first of all, I would try to transition from being a sole visual entity to like where you speak so they could understand you. Conversion goes up like crazy. One thing I would say for TikTok is I would try to speak with a higher energy level. You get this from like Dan Lok and all these like public speakers. Higher energy level, because if you're speaking at level 5, okay, 5 out of 10, they're sitting down in their room and they're sitting down chilling at level 2. In order to raise the audience's energy level to level 5, then you got to be speaking at level 9. That's why people don't understand. They're like, yo, bro, are you retarded? Like, why are you throwing your hands and speaking like a maniac? And I'm like, bro, it's not because I'm retarded. It's for you guys.
It's about energy, and it's just about like how you kind of put yourself out there, right? And so,
100%. And you know, that's the thing. It's like, this is one thing I consult a lot too. I'm like, what you want to do in your videos is you want to create just enough shock factor where you're kind of editing and adding GIFs and adding all kinds of stickers and emojis to kind of fill in the void of like stagnation and low energy. To the extent that you don't want to overdo the edits to the point where it's like getting too messy.
Yeah. So you want to have balance. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. But one thing's for sure is that, and this is what I always say, if there's a 2 second or a 1 second or a 3 second delay in the video where it kind of gets a little bit slow and the person moves on to the next video, you just lost your completion rate. You probably lost like 40% of your potential organic reach.
Yeah.
So it's very important to be really meticulous trying to fill in those voids.
Yeah. So you got to always keep them engaged in whatever you're saying, pretty much.
Yeah. And try to, okay, basically the basic structure of a viral video on TikTok, this is the way I kind of do it, is I have a 4 second intro scene to what the video is going to be about. So just to give you an example, like the one I did yesterday, top 7 countries with the most, whatever, TikTok users.
Yeah.
Primary headline, everything laid out. You know exactly what the video is going to be about.
Yeah.
And then throughout the video, you have some sort of progression going on until you reach a climax point at the end. You have to basically force the person to wait all the way to the end so you can optimize those completion rates.
Okay.
So put your punchline at the end.
So what do you mean punchline, like the 7th most?
Okay, so here's an example. Here's an example. The deadliest pandemic of all time, and I start talking about, let's say, like the Black Death.
Yeah.
And I introduce the Black Death, what it's about, how it came about, whatever. But I'll only put the death toll at the end of the video.
Okay.
So say, okay, this Black Death is really bad, and here's the origins, whatever. But you only know about the death toll at the end, which is like kind of like the big part of what people want to know. Like, oh shit, okay, Black Death led to 50 million people, 25 million people dead, and it's like, okay. It's an example.
All right, so you talk about this, and then at the end you're like, the Black Plague caused this much death, and this one caused this much death. You kind of go like
exactly.
That. Okay, cool. That's pretty awesome. So it's just a way of getting people's engagement and their views and their attention, right? It's about
yeah, this is like a when I coach TikTok, like I talk a lot about trying to tap into the subconscious of the individual that's looking at your video.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that I do that people think that I'm doing it for fun or putting an emoji here or a sticker here or whatever. And it's like, no, you don't understand. I'm doing that to tap into your subconscious response. It's not by accident.
That's crazy. So there's a lot more thought that goes into your videos than just like a quick, you know, because people see it and they're like, wow, this is so dumb. Like, they're just making stupid like 5-second videos, but then it's like there's so much work that goes into it, and it's kind of like a commercial, right? You think like a commercial is just a 30-second commercial. You think it took you know 30 minutes to make that. No, it took hours and days to make that one 30-second commercial. You know what I mean? And millions of dollars. You know what I mean? So it's like
that's why I tell people like analyze my videos, not because I want you to watch my videos for me. I'm saying watch my videos and analyze, because every move that I've made on the videos is not by accident.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. It's like Everything's intentional and everything's done with a certain reason behind it. So it's pretty cool. For you, what are your plans with TikTok? Is it to, I know you have a clothing shop, things like that. You have your Instagram. So I think it's cool that you got onto TikTok, because Instagram was more for like photography, it seemed like, on your Instagram. But now through TikTok, you were given a platform where you could actually teach and kind of improvise and do things that you couldn't do on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, my Instagram right now, like my personal Instagram, literally all the pictures, don't think of it in a marketing sense. Don't look at it as from a business development sense. It's literally just I travel around, take some pics, post it up. There's no strategy.
Yeah.
TikTok is 100% all strategy and tactics.
Yeah.
And the way I make the content. I always say, like, for myself, my first goal ever, my first goal is to get to a level where I have a lot of followers across multiple different platforms. Like I already told you, I had a 300K account, got deleted in 2 seconds. It's over. All the work you put in for a year, 2 years, whatever, gone in 2 seconds. So for me, it's like if I could have 100K on IG and I could have 100K subscribers on YouTube and I could have 1 million, 2 million, 3 million on TikTok, like now we're starting to get somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I grow on Twitter. Once I have an omni-channel network set up with all the attention hubs on multiple platforms where my risk is a lot lower, then I could probably hire a guy to take care of my graphic design stuff and like a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And then in the future, a lot more coaching, consulting, public speaking, and selling some stuff on e-com. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're already doing coaching, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So your TikTok coaching, is it they just reach out to you and be like, hey, coach me on TikTok, or how does that go about?
One of the things that I do is I would make I provide value with a video for social media growth. And then at the end of the video, I just say, I don't make a call to action directly like, oh, consulting at this price, whatever. I just say, if you have questions, message me on Instagram. I'll answer maybe one question or two. And I almost know all the time that they want to have more, because once you answer one, they want another one. And then I just say, look, bro, if you want more in-depth stuff or access to myself or growing your own page, whatever, and you're actually taking this seriously, here's the price one-on-one. Let's do it. Okay, perfect. Let's do it.
Okay, nice. That's pretty sick. Yeah. And your students have had success following your teachings, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I that's one thing that a lot of people I consult like ask me, they're like, yo, how come you're giving so much stuff in this 1 hour session? And I'm like, because right now I'm doing consulting with you, but my primary focus right now is to grow, not to monetize. So I just give you as much as possible, just like take all of it. I'm not trying to elongate the amount of sessions I do with you. I'm not trying to upsell for anything. Just take it, try it, test it out. If you have success and you want to learn more, message me again. But I'm not hunting for you.
Yeah. I've been doing that too, though. because you're being real with them in the front, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, right now, my primary goal is not to monetize. I live with my parents. My primary goal is just to build up the brand equity, the attention, the trust, everything.
Why don't we, I mean, I think it'd be good to have a course, though. Like a TikTok course, and then from there, monetize it, and then sell that. You know, because, like, why not, right? It's the popular platform. So.
Yeah, it could, I already thought about it.
Yeah, maybe we could, I mean, yeah, we could talk about it. Because I should have made an Instagram course a while ago, like, back then. But now there's so many courses on Instagram. I don't know so many courses on TikTok. So, yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, that's definitely an opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the course model in general, but I already thought about it, like just structuring out, laying out for them, whatever price.
Yeah, I'm having them follow it and then, you know, select on Kajabi, whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, what do you like the most about TikTok? What do you enjoy about TikTok more than the other platform?
I mean, I'm not romantic with one platform particularly. It's just that right now I see that's where all the opportunity is.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the challenge of just like video. I kind of like video. It's like the hardest one. Being on video is fun. Trying out new stuff. It's like the most, like, it requires the more, it's like, it has the most complexity to it, you know, as far as like art and science. So I kind of like that. And every day is just like same. My routine is the same. I wake up, go to the gym, eat, TikTok, and like some TikTok research stuff. That's it. Just like all day, every day.
Every day. Dang.
And it's like one after another.
Yeah. So you do one video a day on TikTok, pretty much.
No. I do like one video. I edit the thing. It takes me like 45 minutes, an hour, whatever. And then I move on to the next video, and then the next video, and then the next video, and I go to bed.
Okay. So you do like 3 videos, whatever?
Yeah, 3-4 videos a day.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to pay off because, you know, TikTok is just starting up and stuff like that, you know? And hopefully...
Right now it's under assault by government, but yeah.
Yeah, but you made a video even on that, so that was pretty cool, you know?
And, you know, the cool thing, too, is, like, all my videos are saved on my phone and, like, in a folder. So, like, if I need to, if somebody has a question related to something specifically, I just send them the video. Or if I need to post on LinkedIn or post on Facebook or whatever, I have all that laid out on my phone.
Okay. So, you just send them that video from your phone.
Or just post IG posts.
IG posts? What do you mean? Oh, the IG posts? Just send that.
Yeah, which is good to have on your phone, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it takes up so much space, I feel like, after a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I have 256 gigs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice, man. Well, I mean, if someone were to start on TikTok, you know, do they have to spend, you know, 45 minutes editing too? Or is it just kind of like, you know, some people just do it for fun, right? For music and dancing, but...
No, I mean, I always say again, it's like, if you're just going to do something casually for fun, okay, whatever. Nothing really matters. But if you're taking it seriously for your business or you want to be an influencer or creator, it's time to up your game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you got to spend hours on end, you spend hours on end, because there's other guys at the highest level that are doing that. I got a bunch of guys in my groups. It's the same thing every day. It's like nonstop. And if you're not operating at that same level, like, don't expect to have the same success. Like, it's just for sure.
Exactly.
Okay. The thing I would say for people that are starting out on TikTok is that you should maybe make a first account, try getting used to being on camera, because there's actually a fear of being on camera, looking at the camera, not at the screen, speaking clearly in a nice tonality, whatever, getting used to the little features and filters and editing on the app. And after practicing for about a couple of weeks, I think you should be okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Worst case, you make a new account.
Yeah, and just start over. Is there
still like the practice is so underrated?
Yeah. What do you mean?
As in, like, it's kind of like they go on TikTok, they see a few guys have success, or they start an e-com store, a Shopify store with AliExpress. They see a couple of guys making millions of dollars, or IG 100,000 followers, and they're like, "Yo, I'll be able to do that in like 2 seconds." And it's like, bro, why don't you practice for like 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 5 months, and maybe you'll get somewhere.
Yeah.
So impatient, bro.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Patience is everything. Well, yeah, I mean, I think, is there a limit to how many accounts you can make on TikTok or no?
I think the limit is, I think they changed the limit now. I think it's 3 accounts on a phone.
All right, so 3.
But I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's one number per account.
One number per account?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to recheck that.
One number per account, but up to 3 accounts per phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So you would just use like a Google Voice number or whatever?
I don't know. I mean, okay. I'm not even sure right now. I'm just kind of telling you, but.
Oh, okay. Sure. Nice. Well, TikTok is a new platform. It's just, I feel like it's not the same as just, you know, posting and hitting explore as much. You definitely need to like be way more engaging on the platform. Send out. So, that's awesome.
So that's the cool thing is like the fact that it's kind of like difficult, the fact that it's new, the fact that people are scared of video speaking, whatever, makes the competition level significantly lower.
Okay. That's true.
Like, for example, on IG, like I still remember like IG, let's say you're a photographer. Okay. And you post phenomenal pics, but the competition level will inevitably rise when you have guys like me stealing all of your good pictures and all of this guy's good pictures and putting it all centralized on one page. I commoditize you guys out of the market.
What do you mean? Like,
as in like, let's say there's like 20 photographers that make original content, whatever. And then you have one repost page like me that comes out of nowhere. And I take all of your best content. And then another repost page comes out of nowhere. And then another repost page comes out of nowhere. The fact that it's so easy to start a repost page and just take people's content makes it a lot harder as far as competition for each individual account on Instagram.
Okay. So it makes it harder for each individual account because they could be reposted.
Because the competition is so much, the barrier to entry is so much lower. There's a lot less fear. And, you know, there's a lot more content being pumped out on IG than TikTok.
There's more content on IG than TikTok. Yeah.
Being pumped out because all you have to do is like get a picture, post it up. Get a picture, post it up. On TikTok, you can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You gotta actually put some time into it and stuff like that. But I feel like that can make it more engaging too though, right? Because it requires more effort and time.
Exactly. So the fact that it requires more effort, time, and practice makes it a lot better for people, for the ambitious people on TikTok, because the competition level is a lot lower since the barrier to entry is a lot higher.
Okay. The barrier to entry.
Yep.
Nice. That's a lot, yeah. And so, yeah, for those who are watching, you know, they could definitely check you out on TikTok at King Q, right? K-I-N-G.
Yeah, K-I-N-G. K-H-I-D-U.
Yeah. And then that's also your name on Instagram.
On Instagram, it's King_K-H-I-E-U.
Yep. Yeah. And so that's to see how you do stuff on TikTok. So awesome. Yeah. So for everyone listening, go check him out. And, before we wrap up the interview, I guess, you know, how did you first get started on social again? You just started posting about your travels and stuff?
No, fitness stuff.
You're what?
Fitness.
Okay, so you post about your fitness journey kind of?
No, not fitness, about me. I would take, let's say, IFBB Pro bodybuilders or whatever. I would throw on a headline on the picture, and then I would write a 100, 200, 300 word long form caption every post, like that.
Wow. 100, 200 word caption?
Yeah. I went hard.
Then people actually read that about...
Yeah. At the time,
So what were you posting again about? You were posting about...
Just fitness okay. related stuff. Okay. Exercises, nutrition stuff, sleep, testosterone level mediation, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, very cool. Nice. Yeah, man. Well, you know, I guess, you know, for those who want to learn more, they could contact you, reach out to you, King Q, and then on Instagram or on TikTok. And yeah.
Yeah, and if anything, email just Michael, michael.khieu@gmail.com. And yeah. I'll for sure see it.
Okay, nice. And is there any last words you want to give to people who are maybe trying to start up on social or have started but want to take, you know, to the next level?
The number one thing I always say is usually just jump on it, leap of faith, dismantle all of your inner fear, take it as a challenge, yeah, and practice for a good amount of time, and things will start to pick up.
Okay.
Awesome. If you go in with all these presuppositions of fear, you lose by default. So that's what I would say to people.
Just try it out and see what happens.
Maybe find a mentor.
Yeah.
If you have to.
Yeah.
And one thing's for sure is that finding the right mentor or finding the right people to follow specifically for a skill requires you to raise your level of knowledge. So that's why, like, just every single day, research over and over all kinds of stuff. At one point, the picture will start to frame in your mind, and be ready to take on new ideas and dismantle some of the ideas that you have in your own head. And over a period of time, you're gonna kill it.
What do you mean dismantle the ideas? Yeah.
Sometimes, like, for example, like, you're a beginner, you're starting out, you read a few headlines, you think you know everything about the platform, and it's like, bro, you don't know shit.
Yeah, because you're just starting out.
You think you know everything about business or social media or e-com or internet marketing. It's just like, bro, you're just a fetus.
Yeah. Fetus.
Yeah.
Zygote.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. And for people on TikTok, I would say keep on lookout for other platforms that are emerging. Right now, on my lookout, I'm looking at Instagram Reels. I don't know if you heard of that.
What is that?
Okay, so Instagram is basically trying, what they did is they tried to copy TikTok by making a version of a separate app called Lasso in 2018. Lasso failed. Okay, they officially declared it's a failure. Okay, perfect. So what they're going to try to do now, especially now that TikTok is under assault by governments, is they're going to do the same thing as what they did with Snapchat. They're going to try to roll out with their own TikTok thing on Instagram directly.
Okay.
And that thing is called Reels. You can search it up, bro.
So is it out now? Can people do that? Or?
It's being tested, I think, in Germany, France, Brazil. It's not in the United States and America yet, but probably soon.
Okay. So they're going to see how well it does, I guess.
You can search it up, bro. Like, search up. It's called Reels on IG. There's going to be a separate section similar to IGTV. Just all TikTok-related Instagram stuff.
Okay. TikTok-related. All right. I'll check it out. I haven't heard of that, so.
Yeah, it'd be good for you. I mean, you know, your Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah, it'd be good for you, too, because then you could use it for your Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, man. Well, thanks so much, you know, Michael, for hopping on. And, you know, people can check you out on Instagram and TikTok at King Q. And yeah. Thank you for hopping on this call.
I mean, thanks to you, bro. It's been amazing.
Awesome.